With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump says tariffs are coming.
President Trump likes to use the tariffs to pressure other countries into doing what he wants. In the case of Canada and Mexico, it's to crack down on immigrants who are trying to use their territory to cross into the United States illegally. Mainstream economists generally don't like the widespread use of tariffs. They say tariffs push up the cost to consumers and to, say, factories that use imported machinery. Another problem with tariffs is that other countries retaliate. They don't like getting hit with tariffs, so they retaliate against our products.
President Trump is hinting at changes coming to FEMA in an interview with Fox News. He said the agency complicates matters. It hasn't done its job over the last 4 years. He said without the right leadership, FEMA just gets in the way, and it may be better to allow individual states to take control. The Lake and Riley Act passes the House, legislation named for the Georgia college student who was brutally raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant. The act would ensure the detainment of illegals charged with theft and violent crimes. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson announces a new select subcommittee to continue Republicans' investigation into the events leading up to and after the January 6th incident. Bernie Bennett has more.
The committee will be chaired by Georgia Republican Congressman Barry Loudermilk, who in the last Congress led the conference's investigation into the January 6th select committee and the broader security response to the Capitol attack. It will be under the purview of the House Judiciary Committee, which is chaired by Ohio Republican Jim Jordan. Loudermilk's team published a 128-page interim report last month chronicling the investigators' findings and has repeatedly said more work was needed to build on his panel's findings. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. Well, young people want restrictions on abortion.
Democrats predict that America will become more liberal on the issue as millennials and Generation Z begin to take power, but a new poll suggests otherwise. The numbers come from a YouGov Survey USA study, and they reveal that nearly 70% of 20 and 30-somethings favor limitations on abortion. Only 9% say the procedure should be completely unfettered. Meanwhile, other polls indicate that people become gradually more pro-life as they age. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in several states that now ban abortion at all stages of pregnancy are considering further restrictions. In Oklahoma, a GOP representative introduced a bill that would allow women who obtain abortions to be charged with murder. A similar measure was introduced in South Carolina, but stalled. A measure introduced in Mississippi criminalizes helping a minor girl obtain an abortion without the consent of the girl's parent or guardian. This is SRN News. As President Trump returns to the White House, Israel looks to him for leadership. The latest from the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Just days after returning to the Oval Office, U.S. President Donald Trump is being looked to for leadership expanding the 2020 Abraham Accords, often referred to as the new again president's crowning first-term foreign policy achievement. A group of prominent Israelis has presented the government with the Abraham Shield plan, providing more than a nod to the accord, but anticipates a strategy to stabilize the region through Saudi-Israel normalization, a phased separation from the Palestinians, and a united regional effort to counter Iran. Timing being everything, the coalition seeks to capitalize on public sentiment, welcoming President Trump's return, Israel's recent military achievements, and public support. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.